We all know that what we eat and drink has a big impact on our health. Well, this week, for the first time, nearly 100 representatives of Wisconsin hospitals and clinics are coming together to talk about how to ensure that the food served in healthcare facilities supports, encourages healthy living. Nan Peterson is a registered nurse and is director of child health advocacy for UW Health American Family Children's Hospital in Madison. Nan, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks.
So there's this Healthy Hospitals and Clinics Forum being held tomorrow here in Wisconsin. Why now?
Well, we're at the point where in Wisconsin, we really want to try and move the dial within the four walls or how many walls of Wisconsin hospitals and clinics. You know, as healthcare providers, we obviously see the consequences of very preventable diseases and really feel that we have an obligation to lead the way in modeling healthy food and beverage choices for patients, their families, visitors that come, staff, and the community as a whole.
And I've seen at hospitals and elsewhere and heard about other ones doing this. The first step often seems to be getting sugary beverages out of vending machines and cafeterias and hospitals. Is that an example of the sort of thing you're working toward here?
That is an example, and that's a great one. We also, there are many other things that hospitals can do to get started on this path, and that's what we're hoping to engage leaders tomorrow on. I mean, it can be as simple as really trying to improve the education of what healthy means in a cafeteria or in a vending machine. It can relate to where you place products. So similar to the checkout at a grocery store, you know, when you're checking out at the hospital cafeteria, do you have healthy choices at that point, fruit and such, or is it maybe less healthy things? So there's quite a continuum of options that folks have to strategize to really improve that environment.
So it isn't necessarily just that, hey, this is a healthy bit of food I'm eating while I'm a patient or a visitor or staff member at a hospital. It's treating each of these interactions as kind of a teachable moment to take out of the clinic.
That's a great way to put it. It is. And so tomorrow we're really hoping to do a couple of things. One is to, we know that there's some great work happening in hospitals across the state, and so kind of capturing that. But we also know that there's probably some gaps and maybe folks that aren't as far along on that healthy hospital clinics continuum. And so what can we do to not have them reinvent the wheel, but share and connect and convene to move the dial here in Wisconsin?
And before we get into some of these specific examples, you know, hospital food used to be up there with airline food back when airlines had food as punchlines. Is there an effort to make sure that this is food we're going to want to eat in addition to it being healthy food?
You know, I've been in working with chefs and local farmers and purveyors. You can still have really healthy, good comfort food in a hospital environment. You just need to think about it a little bit differently, but it is very possible, and it's the work we should be aiming for.
Now, when I've been at hospitals as a patient or as a visitor, and I imagine the same is true for hospital staff, this is a very stressful place, and I would think that this would be a time where people are vulnerable to eating the worst possible food. Do you think that we might have been reinforcing exactly the wrong behavior in these situations in the past?
That could very well be. When you think about if you have an illness or an injury and what you want to do is heal as quickly as possible, and one of the ways that helps healing, of course, is, you know, getting your vitamins through your food and the appropriate healthy items. So it's just another way for us to help our patients as well.
Talking to Nan Peterson about a forum being held in Wisconsin tomorrow, bringing together hospitals and clinics and others around the state for a healthy hospital clinics and clinics forum, trying to make the food available at health facilities healthy, a model for better health behavior. So, Nan, let's get into, you mentioned a lot of different clinics and hospitals have tried different experiments. Some of them seem to be working. Tell us about some of the ones we might see if we're a visitor and we're going through the cafeteria at a hospital.
Sure. So I think we have a small group that have removed sugar-sweetened beverages, which is what you first identified, and that, you know, sugar is obviously not a good thing. And one of the things I think with sugar-sweetened beverages is folks are really worried about the fiscal impact of that, as hospitals do have a business side to them. But our experience, as well as national data on this, indicates that you just need to overcome that perceived revenue loss. And national data indicates that sales do resume to normal levels after an initial dip. One of the things that hospitals are doing are actually using somewhat of a pricing strategy to promote healthy choices, so that healthy choices might be priced lower than less healthy choices, to really try and promote that. The other piece that hospitals are doing are really trying to promote water. You know, staying hydrated with good, fresh, cool, sometimes maybe infused with fresh fruit or some herbs. It's just really good for you, and it tastes good. And so I think it's a process of trying to change the culture a bit on what we really do enjoy.
Is there ever staff pushback on these things? Like, hey, I'm working 12-hour shifts here. Don't, you know, keep your hands off my soda.
Oh, sure. Yes. And I think, you know, we need to face that if there's a bit of resistance right up front, and be very transparent and really try and promote the positive messages and educate through the content that we provide. And then it is, again, our obligation to make the healthy choice the easy choice for folks that are at our hospital.
Now, one thing that caught my eye, one of the sessions you've got at this conference is, the title is From the Ground Up, Hospital Gardens and Food as Medicine. So hospitals growing their own food on their grounds, is that what we're going to see?
That's what we're trying to assess tomorrow, who's doing that. We know that some hospitals are gardening across the country. We don't have as good of a handle here in Wisconsin. Obviously, we have a shorter growing season, so being able to rely on that year-round is not an option for us. But even if starting with herbs and our seasonal vegetables would be a wonderful thing. So we're really hoping to learn more about that tomorrow.
And we hear a lot about buy local movements of one sort or another, mm-hmm. trying to get local food into places like schools, farmers markets. Are there any efforts like that at hospitals that you've heard of?
There are folks coming together to be able to, because part of the problem is when you're a larger institution, being able to have the product that you need. And so some pooling of resources amongst farmers and purveyors and vendors to be able to get the amount of product that you need is happening out there. And again, hoping to learn a bit more about that tomorrow.
I don't want to ignore maybe the most important people we should be talking about at a hospital or clinic, the patients. So somebody there in a setting who's there for a heart condition, say, or diabetes or something like that, are the food options available maybe an educational lesson that can be part of their treatment?
Absolutely. You know, I have learned so much about this from the clinical dietitian world. They are clearly the experts and are able to work with patients, and most importantly, patients within families, so that everybody's on the same page with not just the person that's had the heart attack or whatever, but to be able to embrace change within the family setting.
Now, you mentioned the fiscal element of one of these changes. That makes me think, you know, sometimes improving a hospital might be a new wing or really expensive new high-tech equipment. This sounds like potentially a cheap way to improve patient outcomes.
You know, you don't need a lot for this. The education is not expensive. You know, I think hospitals that have taken out their deep fryers and installed these high heat ovens, there is some cost there, but you're saving cost. We've been told with not having to use the vats of oil anymore over the course of a year, so it's just the right thing to do.
And following up on the economic side of it, are people ready, people who run clinics and hospitals, ready to make the upfront investment you mentioned that might pay off down the road?
I think we're starting to see that. You know, when you think about hospitals in Wisconsin, many of them even have the word health in them. And so we really need to be walking the talk, that we're having those conversations with the families and patients to model the way within our doors. And I think profitability is a perceived hurdle that to change, but most hospitals are finding that their numbers are holding steady, and again, hoping to reinforce that tomorrow.
All right, Nan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks.
We've been talking to Nan Peterson. She is Director of Child Health Advocacy for the UW Health American Family Children's Hospital in Madison, and she's one of the organizers of this conference we've been talking about called the Healthy Hospitals and Clinics Forum.